Hey there, this is Kathy York, and today I want to talk with you about some lessons I've learned from a chaotic road trip. And I start out with a conversation between my husband and me, and I asked him, "Do you want to go anywhere tomorrow?" And he looked at me and answered, "Not really, I need to relax." Well, he knew this meant missing out on visiting a national treasure in the United States because we wouldn't be coming back. And this is a place I had wanted to see since I was about 10 years old. But I understood, and I agreed. And there's a lesson here that things we want aren't always worth the angst. We were halfway through a grueling 2,600-mile cross-country trip. It had already thrown distress and dangerous highway issues at us. Instead of Ron flying directly to a project site, we had driven so we could spend time together and see things along the way. Now, tomorrow morning, my husband would begin a detailed technical project for an airline. He manages C checks, the letter C, and other complicated assignments dealing with heavy jets. And those are the big ones where they take the plane apart, fix things, and put it all back together again. And heavy jets, if you haven't heard the term, those are the aircraft you ride to see your favorite aunt for Thanksgiving or at Christmas. Well, with the stress so far, plus the frenetic pace of the area where we would live for almost a month, I understood Ron's need to relax. Even with the highway congestion, aggressive drivers cut in and out of traffic at 75-ish miles per hour, and that was in town. We had narrowly escaped several accidents, and there was no reason to head back out for something optional. And it occurred to me, this was the normal weekday commute here. And although we had the luxury, these drivers couldn't stay home simply because they needed some non-overwhelm. I don't care how much they insist, "Oh, you get used to it." You've heard that from people, I'm sure. Well, let me tell you, our brains do not get used to it. Our bodies do not get used to it. I wondered why so many of these folks stayed in this bad situation, especially those we had met along the way who vowed to leave as soon as possible. We would not be back, but they were stuck. And now I ask you, is your daily whatever, fill in a blank, worth it? Starting right now, what can you non-overwhelm in your regular practices? Where can you add peace and calm to your weekdays, for example? Maybe it's saying no to unnecessary trips across town, or deciding yes to a job in a better location. If you've read my article, Shut It Down, you know the piece I'm talking about. And to find that peace, we sometimes must create it. So let me give you some pointers to reduce your turmoil. You'll be a better person for it. You might even be a healthier person for it. And I speak from experience because years ago, I almost and literally killed myself trying to do it all. Please don't be the former me. Here's the question to ask yourself. What can I change in my daily, and you fill in the blank, to add even a tiny bit of peace and calm to this week? And you have some time because it's only Tuesday. Try this little exercise to calm things down. List three small steps for moving toward the number one change you need. Now, they don't have to be in any particular order, but just list them. Work on solving the easiest step first, and that really is working on a goal, if you want to think of it that way. The third thing is move to the second easiest item and accomplish it after you've solved the first one. And then fourth, tackle the third item and complete it. Now, this may not happen as quickly as you had hoped, and it certainly didn't for me. It might take days, weeks, months. The time it takes is the time it takes. Your future you is already smiling, and I'm here if you need help working through the how to get it done. Go for it. Hey, thanks for stopping by. I planned to work on 2026 blog posts during this trip last year, but it never occurred to me that the travel would be its own article. I hope getting that out of my system helped you too. Hey, please spread the Google love by sharing my article. Also, please subscribe to receive other tips to help non-overwhelm work and life. And I promise, as always, no inbox stuffing or sharing your information. If you'd like to suggest a topic for an article, email me, kyork@kathyyork.com. And please remember, Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. I want to thank you for spending this part of your day with me. I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time. I hope to talk with you soon. Bye.